Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, I would like to join others in expressing our deepest condolences for passing away of Director General Mr. Yukiya Amano of IAEA. Since this is the first time that I take the floor under your presidency, I would like to congratulate you on your assumption of the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament. We are proud of our fellow ASEAN ambassador presiding the conference. I assure you of Myanmar delegation's full support and cooperation throughout your presidency. Let me express my sincere thanks to the tireless efforts of your predecessors, Ukraine, UK, US, and Venezuela, striving to ensure the swift beginning of the substantive works of our forum. Mr. President, the CD as the single multilateral negotiation forum has a primary role in the negotiation of a multilateral agreement on disarmament-related matters. The world is looking on the conference with high expectation as the single multilateral disarmament negotiation forum. Past 20 years have been too long to wait for things to happen in the Conference on Disarmament. For different reasons, consensus was elusive in draft program works. Mr. President, although the first and foremost priority for the Conference on Disarmament is the adoption of the comprehensive and balanced program of work with a negotiation mandate, Myanmar delegation is of the view that substantive discussion on all agenda items of the CD bring us a better level of understanding of each other's priority and security concerns. It might also lead to a common ground for a program work of the CD, and it might bring the CD back to action in the years to come. Against this backdrop, Myanmar always welcomes and supports every effort made by your delegation and successive presidencies as an important step in the right direction. Mr. President, I would like to thank you and your delegation for the draft program work with equal footing to move forward the work of the CD. I would like to express my deep appreciation to you for a manner that you have been carrying out consultations with member states to listen to the member state opinions and suggestions. Mr. President, nuclear disarmament has been a principal objective for the United Nations since the adoption of the first UNGA resolution. With this, I wish to express our appreciation to the President for organizing the discussion on the nuclear disarmament. I would like to thank the panelists, Ambassador Aziz and Mr. Robert Mueller, for their informative presentation and thoughts. As my delegation clearly stated at many occasions, I would like to reaffirm that nuclear disarmament is our top priority for the whole global disarmament agenda. This is also the undisputed position of G21. Myanmar attaches paramount importance to nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation. At the same time, we are equally committed to other important issues such as a treaty banning the production of fissile materials for nuclear weapons and other nuclear explosive devices, the prevention of armed raids in outer space, and negative security assurances. Mr. President, we all aim for a world without nuclear weapons. We are of the view that the flexibility of nuclear weapon states and constructive approaches of all other states can maintain and contribute to the global peace and security. As the world peace and security is seriously challenged by various threats, maintaining healthy relations among major countries, in particular nuclear weapon states, is of utmost importance to the settlement of global strategic problems. Despite growing call for nuclear disarmament by the international community, achieving a world without nuclear weapons remains a distant goal. Bold and swift actions, particularly by the nuclear weapon states, are needed to achieve that goal. Myanmar family believe that Treaty on Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, NPT, remain the cornerstone of the nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation. The NPD review conference, which will take place next year, will provide us another opportunity to discuss the issue. The CDBT, the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, plays a crucial role in achieving nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation. We would urge Annex II states of the CDBT, which have yet to ratify it, to demonstrate renewed political commitment to achieve the earliest enter into a force of this important treaty. Taking this opportunity, I would like to thank Dr. Lasina Szabo, Executive Secretary of the CDBTO, for his briefing at this conference on the updates of the CDBT and the work of the CDBTO. We welcome and congratulate Zimbabwe for becoming the 168th state to the CDBT. Mr. President, bearing in mind of our main goal of the world without nuclear weapons, Myanmar, together with like-minded member states, will present again the annual resolution on nuclear disarmament at the forthcoming 74th session of the United Nations General Assembly. We look forward to receiving support from the all member states of the UN. Mr. President, let me conclude by underlining that getting sustained work back in CD clearly depends on genuine political will of member states and their flexibility. We all have to take it seriously to move forward the substantial work of the CD in the positive and right direction. Failure or success of the CD lies on all of us, all members of the CD. The world is watching us. I thank you, Mr.